Hurricane Ike killed more than 80 people in the Caribbean before reaching the U.S. last week. Hurricane Gustav, which hit the U.S. 2 weeks earlier, killed over 70 people in Hispaniola and Jamaica while it was still a tropical storm. Ramon Bueno is the co-author of a recent Tufts University study entitled Caribbean and Climate Change, the Costs of Inaction. He spoke with WMNF this morning.
A tragic consequence of what we're seeing now is basically the consequences of greater than usual intensity in some of these storms. There's no way to say that, okay, this thing that happened this particular month is because of such and so. But one of the things that a lot of the scientific models indicate is likely to happen as we move into higher temperatures and higher and warmer ocean waters and so on is that there may not be more hurricanes, but there's likely to be more intense hurricanes. We've certainly seen some of that in the last several years. It certainly feels that way. One of the things that I, looking at this month, the tragedies in Haiti, Cuba, and around some of the other islands, is that what this points to is the danger with having more storms, or more specifically stronger storms, is that given the condition of development in say the region like the Caribbean, if you get a bad storm, it's bad enough, and it takes a while to recover. If you get a series of bad storms, one after the other, it becomes nearly impossible to recover for them. So it can feed a cycle of the opposite of development, which affects not just them, but if this became a generalized problem and a frequent problem, it affects not just the region of the Caribbean, but it affects everybody around them. The fortunes of the regions are linked. We cannot separate ourselves from them.
And you mean specifically here in Florida, perhaps?
Specifically in Florida. I mean, Florida itself is vulnerable to the same kinds of phenomena, right? I mean, Florida is hit by strong hurricanes with a certain frequency over the years. And the other study, we've done two studies funded by the Environmental Defense Fund, sponsored by them. One, the much larger one, released at the end of 2007, was the cost of inaction for the state of Florida. And one of the things that pointed out was that Florida itself is very vulnerable to significant cost. The cost of inaction, which is, again, what we call the difference between an optimistic and a pessimistic scenario, by the end of the century, in just a few categories, like loss of tourism, greater damages from hurricanes, electricity, real estate, and so on, was projected and estimated in that study by the end of the century of something like 5% of the state's economy. This is not what it was going to cost, but the cost of the gap between a pessimistic scenario and one where we really get our act together and do something about keeping temperatures from rising more than, say, a couple of degrees. And, 5%, that was some $345 billion on an annual type of basis. That's the gap. That's what really is out there to save and prevent by taking action.